Fuck. Kevin Alcoholic. Sobriety date is 10/28/09, and for that I'm truly grateful. When Brandon asked me to speak on this panel, I was like, fuck you, did you hear my story or what? But, you know, before I got sober, I was not having any kind of relationship with any men, because I grew up in a single-parent household. You know, my mom raised four boys, so if a man was trying to come into our house and be with my mom, fuck you, stay out of my house. You know, like, I threatened any guy that came into my life because I didn't have that in my life growing up, right? So, you know, when I came into the program, you know, they told me, you need to get a sponsor, you need to do the steps, you need to get into all these things. I'm like, I can't trust no guy. I've never had a male figure in my life. I can't trust no guy. They're going to run away. Like, I'm going to tell them something, and they're going to be gone, and they're going to, you know, like, so I didn't want to do that, you know, and with those consequences, at 10 months sober, my first time around, I relapsed because I couldn't conceive to my innermost self to tell a guy my whole fourth step. I mean, my fifth step, sorry. You know, I couldn't write it all down. I didn't want to share it. I didn't want to put it all on paper. I didn't want to make myself vulnerable to another man because I didn't know how he was going to react to my fourth step, you know, and you know, relationships with women, shit, when I was drinking and using, I wanted that all. You know, that's the relationships I wanted. You know, but, you know, when I finally let myself be vulnerable to other men in the program and let them love me so I could love myself, I finally found a sponsor that had everything I wanted but nothing in common with me. And that's when I let myself be vulnerable into this program. You know, this man took me through my steps. In 7 months at Central Office back in Kona, Hawaii, and I had no excuses. And this man loved me. You know, he's been my sponsor for the last 10 years almost. You know, and I have never switched sponsors. You know, I hear people, I switched sponsor. He didn't have nothing to do with me. I fired a sponsor. For me, it's you can't fire somebody if you're not paying them, bro. You know what I mean? You ain't paying me. You ain't firing me, bro. That's just how it is. You know, like, we might not be able to work together, we might need to separate, but you can't fire me if you're not paying me, you know, and you know, and this man saved my life. Because of him, you know, by taking me through the steps and letting myself be vulnerable and showing me a, you know, a different path, you know, I got to do a lot of things. I got to put myself through college, man, and I got to do things with my life today, you know. I moved from Hawaii, bro. Who the fuck would think a Hawaiian guy moves from Hawaii to Oregon, you know? And but you know what, bro? It's the best move I made in my life. Because of that, because of this program, I get to come to WIPO conferences. I get to be a part of and do these things, you know? And I was sharing earlier with some of the guys about relationships with women, you know? Like, my first 4 years, bro, I stayed the fuck away from women. Oh, sorry. My bad. I stayed away from women. You know, because my fourth step, sexual conduct, just fucking stupid amount of sexual conduct. And I knew if I wanted to stay sober and had a fighting chance, I needed to stay away from the women, you know, because, I mean, we're men, bro. We, you know, that's the kind of things we like, right? But, you know, at 4 years, almost 4 years sober, I got into this relationship with this girl, and she had about 11 months. Yeah. You know, it was a great relationship until she relapsed, you know, and she relapsed on my drug of choice, you know, like alcohol is my thing, but when it comes to the other stuff, you know, she relapsed on my drug of choice. And, you know, because of the men in the program, I got phone calls every day, like, bro, how's it going? I'm like, fuck, I'm still trying to help her. And like, I know I can't save nobody. You know, I know I'm powerless over people, places, and things, and I had to let it go, you know, and I had to let her go. You know, we're engaged to get married the next year, and, you know, and I was like, fuck, my recovery is more important than anything else. You know, my sobriety is the most important thing to me, you know. No women, no person, no other person, nobody else. You know, because if I'm not sober, if I'm not doing the deal, everything around me doesn't matter. You know, it won't matter, because once I get loaded, I'm fucked. You know, all bets are off. I'm running and gunning all day. you know, and I didn't want to do that, you know. But I got to come out here last year, and you know, I've only told a few guys. I came out here last year for a vacation, and the vacation turned into a 3-week amends with this woman because she lives in Arizona now. You know, so I came out here last year. I visited her for 3 weeks. I got to do a 9-step with her. You know, I had to take accountability for my part in the relationship, you know, because I let it continue on. I let her run riot in my house. I let her put me in a vulnerable situation that I didn't need to put myself in, you know, but I continue to participate with her at that time. You know, I got to make this amends, and it was the greatest thing I did because I found peace after that, and, you know, I could be okay with things. You know, hey, she did her thing. That was on her, but I just needed to take care of my side and clear my side of the street. You know, and I came back out here again this year, and, you know, I had another amends to make with her because throughout the last year, we were talking, trying to be friends, and, you know, I said some fucked up shit to her, and I was like, you know what? I got an opportunity to make amends to her again. You know, and I did that, and this time when I made amends to her, she told me, "You're a fucking prick. You're an asshole." I'm like, "Cool. That's how you feel. That's not for me to judge, and I just got to leave it as that. Main thing, I take care of my stuff." But you know, today I have a lot of relationships with men in these rooms. I see a bunch of them out there. You know, I got to meet them from other conferences, and you know, I travel to their states and their YPAWs, and you know, we get to build this friendship and relationship. You know, and whenever, like last night, bro, I was fucking hurting. I got this thing that pops up sometimes. I get inflammation in my ankle, and dude, I hit up a couple of the guys, and boom, they're at my room, bringing me ibuprofen, bringing me fucking whatever I needed, bringing me ice. Like, "You're okay, bro. We got you." And I'm like, "Fuck, that's a relationship with a man that I like." You know, like, they're there for me. You know, they're not seeking anything from me. They're just there because they care about me as an individual, and you know, for that, it's a blessing for me, you know, because back then I'd be like, "Fuck that, you want something, you know, you don't want to just be my friend, you want something from me because either I got something or you're trying to get something, and that's all it is." And you know, today I'm grateful for the opportunities that I get today. You know, I get to be a part of all of these things. But you know, relationships, bro, it was hard. It wasn't the easiest thing. Today I live with my parents in Oregon. After 19 years of living on my own, I moved in with my parents to start a company, and that's the hardest relationship I got to deal with today, because living on your own and then going and moving with your parents, bro, and I'm 36 years old now, like, it's rough, you know, like, my brother's got kids, my parents live in the house, and there's like 7 of us that live in the house. I'm like, holy fuck, it's crazy. But you know, I know when I got to detach from that situation. I know when I need to get in the car and go take a fucking road trip for 2 days. I know when I need to go find another conference or a YPAW camp out and just make it there and just get away from these situations, you know, and I do that. You know, if I was back in Hawaii, I can't do much. I got to get on a fucking plane and come out here. But now I live here in the States. I get to do these things today, and I'm grateful. I'm just grateful to be here. You know, thank you to the host committee, Justice. Thank you to all you guys. I mean, without you guys, bro, I wouldn't be here today. And so, for that, that's all I got.